Welcome to BetaFinch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown, where we decode corporate earnings calls so you don't have to. I'm Alex, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host Jordan. Today, we're diving into Lowe's first quarter 2027 results. And folks, this one's got some interesting twists. Before we jump in, though, I need to share an important disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. So Lowe's just reported their first quarter 2027 numbers, and there's actually quite a bit to unpack here. The headline numbers look solid. They hit $23.1 billion in sales, up over 10% year-over-year, with comparable sales growing 0.6%. That might not sound like much, but in this housing environment, any positive comp growth is actually pretty impressive.
Absolutely. And their adjusted earnings per share came in at $3.03, up nearly 4% from last year. But Jordan, what really caught my attention was how weather played such a big role in shaping their quarter. February, storms apparently knocked 30 basis points off their entire quarterly performance just from the first weekend alone.
That's wild when you think about it. One weekend of bad weather impacting an entire quarter. But they recovered nicely. March comps were actually up 2.1% as spring weather kicked in. What I found interesting is how CEO Marvin Ellison described this as the most difficult housing market since the financial crisis. Yet, they're still managing positive growth.
Right, and that's where their strategy really shines through. They're not just sitting back waiting for the housing market to recover. Their total home strategy is firing on multiple cylinders. Let's talk about some of these growth drivers. Their online business grew 15.5% in the quarter, which is huge.
And here's where it gets really interesting from a tech perspective, Alex. They've got this AI shopping assistant called Milo that's now handling over 1 million customer inquiries per month. But get this. Customers who use Milo have triple the conversion rate of those who don't. That's not just incremental improvement, that's transformational.
That's a perfect example of AI actually delivering measurable business results rather than just being a buzzword. And they're using AI on the associate side too with something called Milo Companion. Their store employees have asked over 5 million questions through this system since launch. Even veteran employees are embracing it because it's making them more effective.
Speaking of effectiveness, let's talk about their pro business, because this is where Lowe's is really differentiating itself. They're seeing continued strength with small to medium professional contractors, and they've launched this Pro Extended Aisle concept that lets them offer products without actually stocking them in stores.
It's like having infinite shelf space, right? And they're backing that up with same-day delivery for loyalty members on orders over $25. But here's something that really stood out to me. They just announced a $250 million investment in skilled trades training through the Lowe's Foundation. That's not just corporate social responsibility, that's strategic.
Exactly. They're literally investing in creating their future customers. If there aren't enough skilled tradespeople, that directly impacts demand for their products. It's brilliant long-term thinking. Now, let's talk about the challenges, because it wasn't all roses. Gross margins were down 70 basis points, largely due to their recent acquisitions of FBM and ADG.
Those acquisitions are interesting, though. They're positioning Lowe's for the residential construction market, which has historically generated zero revenue for them. Management estimates there's a $250 billion total addressable market for interior solutions in new construction by 2033.
That's a massive opportunity, but it's also a bet on the housing market eventually recovering. In the meantime, they're dealing with what CFO Brandon Sink called a renewed round of inflation from higher fuel costs and tariffs. But here's what I found reassuring. This management team has navigated three inflationary cycles in the past 6 years.
And they're not just hoping for the best. They've got this Perpetual Productivity Improvement, or PPI program, that's targeting $1 billion in savings. A lot of that's being driven by AI and automation. They mentioned their tech teams are seeing double-digit productivity gains from AI tools in development and code review.
Looking ahead, They're maintaining their full-year guidance, $92 to $94 billion in sales, with comparable sales flat to up 2%, and earnings per share of $12.25 to $12.75. But here's the thing that's got me thinking. They expect the second quarter to be roughly in line with their full-year guidance midpoint, which implies acceleration in the back half.
That acceleration story is built on several factors. They're rolling out new product categories like workwear and pet supplies to all stores by year-end. They've got major holiday periods coming up, Memorial Day, Father's Day, July 4th, where they typically see strong seasonal performance.
And let's not forget about potential catalysts. There's still about $50 billion in tax refunds yet to be distributed over the next few months, which could boost consumer spending. Plus, they mentioned there's $35 trillion in home equity out there, averaging $400,000 per household, with only about a third currently tapped.
Those are some big numbers. But what really impressed me was management's focus on execution, regardless of macro conditions. As Ellison put it, they've built a business to perform in any environment. That's exactly what you want to hear from retail leadership.
Absolutely. And their track record backs that up. Four consecutive quarters of positive comps in what they're calling the most challenging housing market since 2008. That suggests they're genuinely taking market share rather than just riding industry tailwinds.
So what's the bottom line for investors? Lowe's is navigating a tough environment, but demonstrating operational excellence. Their investments in AI, loyalty programs, and professional services are paying off. The housing market remains challenging, but they're positioning for the eventual recovery while growing share today.
I think the key thing investors should watch is whether they can maintain this momentum through the back half of 2027. The guidance implies acceleration, but that's based on their strategic initiatives rather than expecting macro improvements. It's a more controlled way to think about growth.
Before we wrap up, Jordan, any final thoughts on what investors should be watching?
Keep an eye on their pro business growth, online conversion rates, and how effectively they integrate those recent acquisitions. Also watch for any signs that the housing market is beginning to stabilize. That could be a real catalyst for this stock.
Great points. And remember, folks, everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions. That's a wrap on this episode of Beta Finch. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another AI-powered earnings breakdown. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.